98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is a family feud of sorts in the House, Republicans squabbling over the leadership of Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Florida's Matt Gaetz vows to move ahead with an attempt to remove McCarthy as Speaker, but Gaetz admits he probably doesn't have the votes necessary to get it done.
I actually think Democrats are going to bail out Kevin McCarthy. So this is an exercise to show the American people who really governs you and how that governing occurs.
Gaetz, a guest on ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos. Gaetz is unhappy with a 45-day funding bill. It will keep the government running as usual. McCarthy had to reach out to Democrats to get the bill passed. Gaetz accuses McCarthy of deceit. McCarthy accusing Gaetz of just trying to get his name in the headlines. California's chief executive names a successor to the late Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Governor Gavin Newsom on Sunday selected LaFonza Butler, a Democratic strategist and advisor to Kamala Harris's 2020 presidential campaign. Newsom had pledged to appoint a black woman if Feinstein's seat became open, and Butler will be the only black woman serving in the U.S. Senate, as well as the first openly LGBTQ person to represent California in the chamber. Newsom says in a statement that reproductive freedom, equal protection, and safety from gun violence were priorities that Feinstein fought for in Congress, and he says that Butler will, quote, carry the baton left by Senator Feinstein, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
This year's Nobel Prize in Medicine goes to two scientists whose work resulted in the COVID-19 vaccines. Two doctors, American Drew Weissman at the University of Pennsylvania and Kathleen Carrico working at a Hungarian university, will share the prize. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 39 points, NASDAQ futures 12 points higher, S&P futures 4 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Fact, the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. Solaire hot, fast grills at besthotgrill.com.
Ukraine's foreign ministry insists U.S. support for Kiev remains strong despite the stopgap spending bill approved by the U.S. Congress. It does not include more money for Ukraine.
A Ukraine foreign ministry spokesperson says American support for his country remains strong despite news that the stopgap budget bill won't include new financial support for Kyiv. This is because ongoing aid programs won't affect billions of dollars of financial assistance already pledged. But the omission of new aid raises concerns, as U.S. President Biden stresses in a speech.
We cannot, under any circumstance, allow American support for Ukraine to be interrupted. I fully expect the speaker to keep his commitment to secure passage and support needed to help Ukraine as they defend themselves against aggression and brutality.
Ukraine relies heavily on Western support in its fight against Russia's ongoing invasion, and President Zelensky recently told U.S. lawmakers additional aid is crucial for continuing the fight. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
News and analysis, townhall.com. The Supreme Court returns today for a new term. Some major cases on the docket dealing with issues including guns and social media.
This term features some challenges to regulatory agencies and efforts to regulate social media platforms. The Supreme Court will hear a number of challenges over regulatory power, including whether the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau should continue being funded by the Federal Reserve, and a ruling from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that struck down a federal law that kept guns out of the hands of people facing domestic violence restraining orders. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A federal appeals court has temporarily halted a venture capital firm's grant program for businesses run by black women. The 2-1 decision by the Atlanta-based 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily prevents the Fearless Fund from running that grant program. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayland. Wisconsin's congressional delegation was mixed on whether or not to avoid a government shutdown.
A stopgap measure to prevent the government shutdown passed both the House and Senate last week and was signed by President Biden. In the Senate, Republican Ron Johnson voted against the measure, while Democrat Tammy Baldwin was in favor. In the House, a matching bipartisan stopgap bill passed 335 in favor and 91 against. All of Wisconsin's representatives voted for the bill, with the exception of Republicans Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is now facing calls for resignation from members of the far right wing of the House over the passage of the measure. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Teen is in custody after he leads law enforcement in northern Wisconsin through a hectic Saturday night of incidents. It started when the 15-year-old suspect reportedly fled a traffic stop north of Antigo in a vehicle stolen from the Menominee Indian Reservation. When Oneida County Sheriff's deputies located the stolen vehicle, they then engaged in a vehicle pursuit, with the stolen Pontiac Grand Prix reaching speeds of up to 130 miles per hour. After a pursuit intervention technique stopped the vehicle, the suspect then ran into a wooded area, broke into a home, stole a UTV and guns, and shot several rounds at a drone hovering nearby. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office reported Sunday afternoon the teen had been arrested. They added more details on the case would be shared in a Monday press release. What's thought to be a military grenade was found in a Janesville home Sunday afternoon. Janesville police said a cleaning company contacted them after they found the possible explosive device in the basement of the home. Police evacuated the residents and called the Dane County Bomb Squad, who found the grenade had no functioning fuse system. Police say the bomb squad will dispose of that device. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat. A constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Employees will return to Sentry's Stevens Point headquarters this week after a threat left many working from home last week.
A statement from the company says they concluded a sweep of the building last week and did not find any signs of real threat to staff. This comes after most employees worked from home for a week and a half after a threatening message was found in a bathroom stall. Officials add they may have identified the person who wrote it. They won't be allowed back on campus until further notice. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for help. The agency says they're hiring full-time park rangers and park managers at sites across the state. The department says the positions can provide a benefit and compensation package that includes possible eligibility for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. and application for the positions are available by visiting wisc.jobs and searching Park. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90 of Fifield, died on September 21st at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by two children, Carol Schlotterbeck of Minneapolis, and by Bruce Lobermeyer of Duluth. Survived also by two grandchildren, by eight great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, October 3rd, 11 a.m., at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held Tuesday, October 3rd, at 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90, Fifield. Barbara J. Andrus, 73, Phillips, passed away on September 23rd. She is survived by her four children, Diane Will of Prentice, by Penny Wild of Winnemucca, Nevada, by Lisa Bleck of Winnemucca, Nevada, and by Patrick Jr. of Austin, Minnesota. Survived also by her grandchildren, by her two great-granddaughters, her two great-grandsons, also survived by her siblings, Joe, Bob, and Tony of Phillips, and Bill of Fort Collins, Colorado, and by Irma Nitzel of Hot Springs, Arkansas. Survived also by two sisters-in-law. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 14th at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home located in Phillips. Visitation beginning at 9 a.m. and continuing until the time of the service at the funeral home. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Barbara J. Andrus, 73, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa.